Newsish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons
on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Newsish, an unusual start for today's show because Sean is not here. There's no delicate way of putting it. He's got the shits. That voice, that laughter you can hear is producer Lissy, and she's joining me in the studio to kind of help me through because, I mean, I don't think I'm a natural host. I'm more of a reaction person.
Well, I don't know why you're looking at me. I'm not a natural host.
But you can press the buttons.
I'll press the buttons.
That's one thing I don't know how to do. So what I thought we'd do is I'll be Sean.
Okay.
And you be me.
All right, so I have to be funny, pithy, just
well, that's quite
reactions.
Nice that you're saying I'm funny.
No, very funny.
What a good start. This relationship is cracking. Right, what I'll do, we'll do the run-through.
Do you want a dong?
Do we normally have, yeah, we have the dong, yeah. No, it's not a dong, isn't it? It's a bong.
No. He says it's a bong. It's actually a dong.
That's not a dong. He said it's a dong. Because a dong is like a penis, isn't it? So
Big bang bong.
Yeah, right. So you've got to do the bit.
Oh,
the music
okay.
bit behind
Do I need
what
to take
I
inspiration from any particular news theme?
No, just this one, the one I normally do.
Right, okay.
Let me inspire you.
Okay.
Go for it. So, on today's show, we will start where I will ask Mark about what he's been up to this week. Then we will go for the broadsheet headlines, and it's Mark Simmons' joke of the week. I hope you've prepared your joke of the week, Mark. It's not as good as me, I don't think, at that. And then we're going to go local gossip. We're going to talk to Sean's mum. But I would think Sean will be here by then. I don't know. Then we've got the sports news with Sean's dad. Then my village Mark's village newsletter, and then the weather with Julian Dean at the end. How was that?
Yeah, I loved it.
I don't know. I think people probably switched off already, have they?
I think so. Really, they're tuning in for Sean, aren't they?
Yeah. So are they?
Oh. Sorry. What?
Oh, that's awkward. Oh, it started so well, and now you said something like that. Right, let's catch up. Save it for the radio show.
Come on, tell me, where is Sean?
Currently, I've got the old text massage from him. He says he is in St Pancras looking for a toilet.
Lovely.
So basically, we haven't told anyone, he took a laxative last night and it didn't work until this morning. So he was late leaving because he thought it would come through before then. It didn't. Got on the tube. The tube was stuck because of the snow. I don't know why the tube stuck because of the snow.
Lies.
Does that happen?
Nah, not really. Come on, Sean lives what, West London?
Yeah,
he's not
That's
doing
underground,
any...
isn't it? It's yeah. proper underground.
Proper underground.
And then, so he's got off at St Pancras to look for a toilet. And to read his text, he says there's a massive queue. He said the bloke that just came out of the toilet's face basically said that he knew he'd done something bad in there before he went in there. He said he's not going to go in there. He snuck into the St Pancras Hotel. Is there a St Pancras? He's gone in.
That posh
he,
one.
He refuses to go into the toilet. Oh,
he's
what
too,
a wally.
He's snobby, isn't he?
He is a bit. He said it's 5 stars. Won't be
it
much
is.
Longer, he said. Won't be much longer. So I think what we should start with is the question, you know, it's a hot topic today. Have you ever shit yourself?
Yeah, no, that is pertinent.
Yeah.
No, never shit myself.
You've never shit yourself?
I've come close.
Come on, you have.
Well, I was on holiday, wasn't I, a couple of weeks ago? And
yeah.
It got pretty, pretty close.
Really? Like, because
well, South America, it's just dodgy food.
I think I've only ever done it once before.
Go on. tell all.
I used to work on the market when I was about 14.
Food stall?
No. It was before I left. It was like early in the morning, okay. And I was just leaving the house to go to get in the car. My mum was driving me, and shit myself just before leaving. So I was late. I had to go back in and change me bits and bobs.
Nice. Yeah.
But that was when I was 14. That was a while ago.
You still went to work?
Not embarrassed anymore.
You look a bit embarrassed.
Yeah, I still
get a little bit
admitting
red.
Admitting that you've shit yourself on the radios.
Yeah. That's but not something you normally want to do.
No. So, I think...
Welcome to FUBAR Radio.
What else have you been up to? You been up to anything else this week?
Have I been up to anything else? Oh, it's a Christmas party. I guess I haven't been up to that yet, but that's happening on Thursday.
Do you think that'll be carnage? Is it going to be?
Yeah, massive.
Is it? Was it last year? Were you here last year?
No, I only got here in February.
Oh, did you?
Mm. Oh. What about you? What have you been up to?
I've been gigging Christmas party gigs.
Oh,
yeah,
so drunk people.
Really drunk people that aren't really there for comedy. Like, there's probably whoever organised it's probably there for comedy, mm-hmm. but the rest of them just want to get smashed.
So you're there making jokes at people who don't want to be told jokes.
Yeah, they just sort of chat amongst themselves. Like, to be honest, the second one went all right, but the first one was a bit tough. Lots of heckles.
What kind of stuff do they shout at you?
I get what I look like quite a lot.
So I had
Boris Johnson.
Nice.
I don't think I look like Boris Johnson.
I hadn't thought that before.
No.
And
then Trump was straight after that, but that's a natural progression from Boris. Ed Sheeran had Jay from the Inbetweeners I got, which I find really weird. Do you think? I don't know.
No.
But I do get that when I'm on. I've never had it normally, but when I'm on stage, people always say Jay from Inbetweeners. And I don't know whether just from the angle of me standing on stage and them looking up, maybe from that angle, I do look like
what
him.
What do you mean?
Hang on.
From your chin?
I tip my head back. Do I look like him now?
No.
Oh.
You've got kind of pushy over hair, like he had in the Inbetweeners. Like, I don't think the actor
and
has
all
it
of those
now.
Have had. No, he probably doesn't. No. What else did I have? That was it, I think.
All right.
I think that was all the heckles.
Well,
yeah.
Shall we do some news?
Yeah. So normally we start with the broadsheets, but I think we're going to go to the tabloids because that's all I've prepared.
Okay, let's go to the tabloids.
Are you excited about the tabloids?
Really excited.
First one, I'd like your opinion on this. There's a new product. It looks, you know, like you used to get the trolls that you put on top of pencils.
Yeah, with a little hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've got something a bit like that that you put on your finger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called a fingerling.
Right.
So to buy one, you have to go into the shop and say, can I have a fingerling? Would you go into... If you knew someone that really wanted one, would you go in the shop and ask that, or would you just not buy one? Would you go and say, please may I have a fingerling?
How many times do you actually go into a shop, though, and ask for the thing that you're after?
The fingerling that you're after.
The fingerling that you're after from the shop assistant.
Because
I'm not going in and say, oh, can I have a pair of jeans, please? I just go and pick up the jeans.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Whereas, do you think you'd like...
Well, I don't know. That's why it's been reported, because people have been asking for them. But they're quite small, so maybe it's not obvious where you need to go in the shop to get a fingerling.
No, maybe it's not.
If you... Oh, hang on. Sean's just texted me again.
Oh, God, please turn up soon.
He goes, okay, done it now. So he's done it. He's cleared out. And he's getting on the tube.
I am glad. It's so nice to know about Sean's bowel movements while we're on air.
Why did he do that last night?
I mean who's taking a laxative before you have to be on the radio?
I know. But normally, surely they would come through. I don't know. I mean, it's not a nice topic to be talking about in the morning.
Nope.
What else we got in the news? You've been watching... Did you watch I'm a Celebrity?
No, I don't really have a TV.
Why not? What do you mean you don't really have a TV?
Well, we have a screen that you can plug your laptop into. But it's not it's not hooked up to like channels.
Right. Oh, okay. So you can just get it on demand and stuff like that.
Exactly. But no, I don't really watch.
You have an opinion of Toff. Toff won, didn't she?
Made in Chelsea.
That's the one I like.
Yeah, the fit one. That's what you said last week, wasn't it?
Did I say she was fit? Yeah.
Yes.
I think I said I was in love with her.
Oh, right. Which is far more romantic.
I still am. And I'm undecided at whether I'm happy that she won. Because she won, I think it might be harder to...
Be in love with her.
Not to be in love with her, to make it happen.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because she's more famous now, so...
Yeah. But she has said in the paper today that she's not interested in a boyfriend at the moment. She just wants to concentrate on her career. So I actually think that might actually work in my favour.
What, let her peak, get a bit famous for the time
being?
Yeah,
and not have a boyfriend. And then when she's when she's going on like Loose Women or something. Actually, no, she's probably going on Loose Women now.
That's, I was
going
to say that's quite a prestigious thing, isn't it?
I don't know if it's prestigious, but it might. Yeah, actually,
I bet it pays quite well.
She'd definitely be on GMTV, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Does that even exist
now?
No. Doesn't it? What is it now?
Good Morning Britain.
Ah, yeah. So once what sort of show would she be
on? What's like the lowest of the low?
Ah, I don't know. It's going to be offending someone, isn't it? Whatever
probably.
I say. You know, like a rubbish panel show.
Mm.
When she's on there,
then you'll
pounce.
That's
when I'll strike.
But wouldn't it be good if she went out with someone not very nice before then? So then she's sad, goes on this rubbish panel show, breaks up with the, you know, not very nice person. You can swoop in, shoulder to cry on.
So
hi,
are you
Mark
telling me
Simmons.
To take advantage of someone when she's down? Is that what you're saying?
That's not what I thought I was saying, but it definitely sounded
that
like that's
what I'm
saying. That is
definitely what you were saying, and I like it.
Great.
So that's what I'll do. You know, I did look, it showed her ex-boyfriend. He's one of the Made in Chelsea people. He's quite a good looking.
What's his name?
He can't have much about him, can
he? Nah, not many brains.
What's his name? I don't know.
So
I did a gig in front of all the Made in Chelsea people once.
Was she laughing?
I might have gigged in front of her.
She might know who you are.
It was a weird one, because I think he's one of the originals from the show.
Okay.
He decided he wanted to try stand-up comedy. So they put on a gig, but obviously he couldn't do it on his own. He could only do sort of 5 minutes.
Fine.
So he went on between all the normal acts.
Oh, it says here James Middleton.
James Middleton. It is her ex, is it? Okay. Middleton. Do you reckon he's related to
royalty? Yeah, probably.
Is he? Can we find that out, producers?
So guess what happened to me?
Oh, I hadn't finished my story.
Oh, it was
fine.
A Made in Chelsea related story.
Go on then. If yours is more important.
No, it's not. Go
Come on.
Sorry,
no,
Mark.
No, no,
continue.
No, 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 no. You're a guest. Come on. What happened
he
to you?
He is the younger brother of Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge.
Shut up.
So you're basically...
Oh, that's quite
trying to get out someone who's been
that.
Out with a royal.
I've got to try and follow that, haven't I? Mm. Oh, God. But he's, like I say, he might not have much about him. He's just probably a bit... I just imagine he's a bit boring.
So he was the one who wanted to try stand-up comedy?
No.
Oh.
No. One of the originals from Made in Chelsea wanted to try stand-up. So they put on this gig. So all the Made in Chelsea people came along to watch.
Yeah.
I think it was Made in Chelsea.
Have you got the show wrong?
I think they were posh.
Was it Essex?
Nah, it was definitely Made in Chelsea.
Okay.
He's an idiot. He came on one of those... What are those things that
Segway.
Oh my God, how did you know that?
I'm just really good at reading your mind.
He came onto stage on a Segway and then... don't laugh, it wasn't funny.
That does sound a bit embarrassing.
Yeah, so I might have gigged in front of her. So she might be in love with me now.
She might be. So what made you in love with her when she was in the jungle?
Oh, good question. I liked how she was with the snakes. No, I did. She was really brave and she just laid there and, you know... And she was quite cute, I thought. So, hang on, what's happening? Oh, no. It's not the younger brother.
So false alarm, it says
here. How did you get that wrong?
That's a bit embarrassing, isn't it? You know, when you've got a different producer out there.
I know.
Standards are slipping.
Yeah. It's the whole internet got it wrong.
Okay, well, it's not Abby's fault then.
Yeah, so anyway.
No, I need to tell you my Made in Chelsea story.
Sorry, I thought you'd done that.
So I went on... Oh, I thought that was Sean. No.
Oh, it's Natalie. All right.
Well, so I went, you know, on these internet dating app things.
Yeah.
One of the Made in Chelsea people came up.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I got excited because I thought, you know, I can match with someone from Made in Chelsea. All my friends will think I'm cooler than I actually am.
Yeah.
But so I swiped right, but he didn't. We didn't match. And then I dropped my phone down the toilet, like I told you last week.
Yeah.
So now I'll never know if he's going to swipe right.
How long ago did you swipe him right?
Literally the day before I dropped my phone down
You're
the
joking.
Toilet.
You're joking.
I know.
Does Tinder not save the records for when you get another phone?
My phone's still in Rice at the moment.
Still? That was like 2 weeks ago.
I know, it's a little while.
That's not going to work. If that's not working now, it's not going to work, is it?
Well, yeah, no. I have hope. Christmas miracle, Mark.
Yeah. So that was the story.
That was the story. It was nearly
a really good one.
It
was a good story.
Nearly as good as some of Sean's.
Yeah, I think maybe we shouldn't have. Maybe we should not let him in. Shall we lock the door?
No, please let him in. I hate being on the microphone.
Travis, what are we going to do? We're going to have to sort of cram everything in when he gets here, aren't we?
Like loads of jokes, just really quick succession.
Yeah, just to make up for this comedy gold.
Is he anywhere near?
I don't know. He's probably on the tube now.
How many poo emojis has he used?
St Pancras Hotel just been. Knocked down 2 stars. St Pancras Hotel has just been knocked down to 2 stars, apparently. Oh, because of his...
the smell of Sean's shit.
God. Oh, no. That's 2 stories in
that's
the tabloids.
That's the tabloids.
Have you got any broadsheets over there?
Well, I found one over here.
We're going to have to do a song soon. That's good.
Oh,
One minute.
Great.
We can do a song.
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, then should we chat to Sean's mum, or do you think she won't like the fact that Sean's not here?
We will do the show as we always do the show,
fine.
And the timings will stay the same. right, so what's happening?
So This is in The Guardian. Theresa May stable gag wins Christmas cracker joke competition. So there's been a poll about all the best political jokes of the year.
Oh, was that on the Gold?
Yeah. So a TV station. Yeah.
When you said Theresa May's stable gag, I thought she'd won the competition. I thought she'd entered a gag into the competition and won. And I thought that's
good
biased. Biased, isn't it? But no, so it's a gag about her.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you the joke?
Yeah, see what your time is like. Try it.
As a comedian.
Yeah, go for it. I mean, you've got to say something.
Yeah, no, I know. I got a bit nervous.
Right, cool.
Sorry.
Because is it the reading that's you're nervous
about?
No,
I can read. Why was Theresa May sacked as nativity manager?
Is it because she couldn't run a stable government?
What the hell are you doing?
What?
I had one job.
Oh,
chance to prove my
worth. I was just answering the question. You asked me a question, so I answered it. So what was the joke?
Well, that was it.
I got it right.
Yeah, you got it right.
Ah, yes.
Well done.
Cracking. Right, any other ones?
Yeah, but this one that came second place, I actually prefer.
Right.
Okay, don't read it because I'm going to do it and you have
okay,
to see if you love.
It.
Why don't Southern Rail train guards share advent calendars?
Because they want to open the doors themselves.
Why are you doing this?
Don't swear on our show.
Sorry.
We don't swear very often on our show.
No, you don't.
So what was it? What was the joke?
No, that was it. They want to open the
door
themselves.
Oh, so good at this.
Are you actually getting this or are you reading it?
No, just don't know. It's just coming to me. You ask me a question, and I'm getting it right.
Number 5 on the list. Why did Donald Trump continuously decorate the Christmas tree? Because people kept saying,
"Hang on, whoa. Why can't I see it?"
Because people kept saying more onto him.
What?
Wait, I don't get that.
Say it again.
Why did Donald Trump continuously decorate the Christmas tree?
Because they kept saying more on. Put more on. That's rubbish. What number was that? That's why it's 5.
That's 5. Should we play a song?
No, I want more jokes. No. Let's have what else? What was number 3?
Number 3. What's the difference between Ryanair and Santa?
Santa flies at least once a year.
This is not working if you're just reading out the answers. I'm going to tell you
the people
off.
Listening are getting the jokes.
Ha, 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 ha.
Okay, 4? Number 4. It's Kim Jong-un one.
Kim Jong-un will play Santa this year in the South's annual pantomime. He said he fancied a career change.
Ah, oh, well, career change. That joke's been done a lot. Okay, cool. Shall we have a song?
Well, you get to choose this week.
I think this has been... How would you rate this so far?
As
a radio producer, how would you rate it?
Yeah, I wouldn't commission it.
You wouldn't commission this? Why not?
17 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, not
Gold.
Based on this.
I'm shocked.
I reckon we need Sean.
Is it? Do you think it's you that's the problem?
100%. I think it's me.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
No,
I thought you were slagging
wonderful.
Me off.
No.
I thought you were saying that I'm doing a bad job as host. To be honest, I mean, I'm sure it's not brilliant, but I'm glad that I've kept talking.
You've
I was
done
a bit
really
worried
well.
That I might freeze. I think it took me a little while to get into it.
To warm
but,
up.
Yeah, but I feel like this could be a calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe you can branch out. Maybe you don't need Sean.
Right. Let's play a song. Come on.
You can choose.
Oh, well, can I? What's the choice?
It's
is
either.
Is there a song called "Where Is He"?
No. It's the song that you asked for just before we went on air.
Shit.
Do you remember?
A song before? Oh, Christmas song. Yeah. It's George Michael. No, it's Wham.
Oh my God.
Save me from tears. presents
Filmish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
I once went on a cinema date and we went to watch 40 Days, 40 Nights with Josh Hartnett.
Yeah, I remember that film, yeah.
I used to really be into fashion. Like, there was a point in my life where I wanted to be a fashion designer. You should see some of the things I used to wear. So I'd have those jeans that would have, like, splotches of bleach. And so I was wearing them, went to the cinema, put my foot in, you know, the chair in front of you?
Yeah.
In the cinema. If there's no one in it, the seat's up, isn't it? You can put your foot up through the gap. Someone sat down. The film's just about to start, someone sat down already.
Yeah!
Every Friday.
Film is with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
From 1 p.m.
FUBAR Radio. Check it out.
So those of you that might have just tuned in, Sean's not here. He's got the shits. But he'll be here soon, I think. I think he'll be here in a minute.
You're basing
in
that
this section.
On nothing, though.
He did say that he's on his way, so...
Good.
So I think that's fine.
Poo, done. Let's go.
So we've done the tabloids. So now it's time for local... No, it's not. It's Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
Mark Simmons' Joke of the Week.
Cool. So, have you got a joke?
No.
No?
I just did 5 jokes and you stole all the punchlines, so I'm never doing that again.
Sorry. My joke of the week, sorry, I just got to find it.
Please tell me it's poo related.
It's not. No, it's not. Oh. It's not. No, it's snow related.
Great.
So, this week I have a safety announcement. If you're going to make snowballs, make sure you make them smaller than usual, as we've been forecast heavy snow.
No, I don't get it.
What do you mean you don't get it?
No, say it again.
No, heavy. It's heavy. So, like, if you make a snowball, it's going to hurt more because it's heavy. Heavy snow.
Hmm.
You know the Oh, my goodness. What? You still look like you don't get it.
No, I do. I'm just really enjoying you trying to explain it.
Oh, okay. So, it's a good joke, right?
Yeah, yeah, no, good.
So
really good.
Where would you think that would have placed on the on that jokes list?
Oh, it would definitely...
We spoke about earlier.
I would say probably higher than the Kim Jong-un joke.
Yeah.
Maybe like a 3.
I'll take that.
Not quite as good as the Ryanair one. I quite like that one.
No, I don't know. I don't like that one.
No.
What one? Oh, this. Yeah. Oh, that's number 3. That was number 3. Yes, sorry. I'm hosting, so I've got to keep talking.
Should we go to local gossip?
Local gossip, yeah. We're going to talk to Sean's mum.
How do you think that's going to be when Sean's not here?
I think... I'm quite excited.
Excited, nervous or excited? Just excited.
Well, I'm just quite excited.
Great,
yeah.
Let's bring her on. Hello, Sean's mum.
Hello there. Hello. How are you? Hi there.
We're all right.
So, Sean hasn't turned up.
Well, it's not that he hasn't turned up. He took a laxative last night and he had to get off the tube and find a toilet.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What a feeble excuse.
I know. He should have just sort of held it in, shouldn't he?
Absolutely. He's a stack of cork. Oh, yeah.
Can you remember any stories when Sean was younger when he had the shits?
I remember you talking earlier about the bleached jeans, and I remember him going out in the street, putting the jeans in the road with a bottle of bleach.
What? Oh, yeah.
And yeah, absolutely mental. Definitely that. And so we have piles of these. I had to keep on buying Levi's. They had to be Levi's. And then a pile of these ruined jeans.
Yeah.
And they're still... And they're up in the loft now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Really?
He wanted to keep them.
Can you take a photo of them sometime so we can tweet
do,
it out?
Yeah.
Is Sean here
I'll
yet?
Drag them out.
Oh, Sean's just turned up.
Oh, has he
I
now?
I can see him through the window.
Well, so he needs a good kicking off.
He does, doesn't he? And you're not the perfect person to do it.
Absolutely.
hang on. Sean, I think that mic is live there.
I got it.
We've got to talk to your mum. Your
Hi,
mum's
mum.
On.
Hello.
And where have you been?
We all know where I've been, I assume. Do
no,
we?
We haven't talked about it at all.
No.
No, I haven't mentioned it.
I've been in a very flash hotel in St Pancras.
Haston.
Yeah.
And you've got a nasty hangover, I suppose.
No. No, I actually haven't got a hangover. What's this?
We didn't tell her that, promise.
No, we just said you take a laxative.
Right, no, I've not got a hangover.
Oh, well, that makes a change.
What are you doing? I'm quite good nowadays. Why have you... Don't go on the radio
God, because every time I phone you, I get a text saying, "Ooh, I've got a hangover."
I get that all the time as well.
Look, that's not true. The last, since August, I've been good.
Just been taking drugs instead, haven't you?
crushing up laxatives before bed.
Sniffing them.
Oh God.
So we haven't really got any local news yet. So,
what's been happening? Talking about Mr. Walsh.
I know. What's been happening?
Oh yeah. Well, I'm not very well.
What's wrong with you? I probably caught it off you. I was with you the other day.
Yeah, I'm not well. I can't move my neck.
I can't move my neck!
Oh, my God.
I genuinely couldn't run it because I can't move my neck. What's wrong with your neck?
No, I can't sort of turn it left or right. I have to turn my whole body
I could turn
round
right,
if I need to talk to somebody.
How weird that mother and son both can't move their necks properly.
Have you seen her recently? Have you caught something off her?
I was with her the other day. What were we doing?
Contagious.
Oh, Kim and see Gertrude.
You're watching tennis?
The dog. Watching tennis? No. So, right, you can't move your neck. So what's happening?
No, I can't move. And my head feels too heavy.
Your head feels too heavy?
Yeah.
Do you remember once when I was younger that I was so paranoid that I was skinny? I was so skinny that my legs weren't going to be able to carry the weight of my body. Do you remember that?
Because
you laughed at me and then it made me cry. So this is revenge. Me laughing at your heavy head.
Yeah, it really feels too heavy for my neck. It's not funny.
That's awful. I have the same thing though. I have the same thing. Plus, I've got the added bonus of the runs a few hours ago with the dries. So I don't know where I am.
You're the empties.
I'm not. I'll tell you that. There is more to come. There is a sequel to this. And the sequel will probably be happening during the film-ish show later to be recorded. So, Mum, what else? How's Dad helping with that?
Well, same as usual, nothing. There's nothing all day. He wants to go out today and sort out his CV because he's got to apply for his pension.
Right.
And he hasn't done that. He walked down the hill and within 5 minutes he was back home again.
Well, why did he walk down the hill then?
I don't know, because he's stupid.
Going to the bookies. Was he going to the bookies?
Well, he's going to the bookies. No, he's got no money. Well, how unusual.
So what's he doing then?
Well, he's nothing as usual.
Well, I don't really know where we are in the show. Should we find out sports
where we normally are? Yeah, so we've just been cracking
news,
on.
Yeah,
okay, so, Mum, if there's nothing else, could we speak to Dad for sports?
It isn't really, because I can't lose my neck.
I know, because you're heavy head.
I can't do anything at the moment. It's really bad. And it's not funny. I haven't had any sleep.
Oh, sorry.
That was Lissy laughing. Sorry
I've
about her.
I've not been sleeping well.
Look, he wants to speak to Michael because he can move his neck.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll pass you over. Hold on.
The time has come for your sports next news coming to you live from Brighton, England. Please welcome Michael Walsh.
Sure, I can't hear you.
Yeah, no, that was your intro. That was your intro.
Oh, okay. My intro, okay.
Yeah, you've got your own intro.
Could have been something bluesy.
Okay. we'll bear that in mind.
Bluesy instead of what it was.
Fine, we'll bear that in mind for when we come back next year. Sports news over the weekend.
I've beaten 2-1, as you know.
Yeah, QPR?
Yeah.
Well, we're beaten 3-1. I was there. It's too depressing. Let's not talk about QPR.
West Ham beat Chelsea.
Yeah, I know. Stuart's delighted.
Yeah, I was well happy.
And then obviously there was two derbies. There was the Manchester derby and the Merseyside derby.
Yeah, I know.
Well, how did they go down?
I was that interested. Huh?
How did they go down?
Well, went 4, I think. City won and City came through. And,
what's Mum saying in the background?
That's Mum.
What's saying what?
Saying that I got a text from someone.
Okay, Okay, fair enough. So City is still top of the league. Do you think they've won the league already?
I think the league's won. Yeah, sure. Patricia wants to speak to you again for some reason.
Okay, then we will have to go.
Have you listened to those CDs yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't had a chance. Sorry, to listeners, because you've got the people are listening in. This isn't just a personal phone call. My mum got me two CDs for my birthday that I have yet to have listened to. I've been a bit busy, but do you want to tell the listeners what CDs you got me for my birthday?
I got Gustav Holst, The Planet, and I got Out of Africa.
Classical music.
Classical music.
Two classical music CDs. You do know that I have to play them out of the Blu-ray player because I don't have a CD player.
Oh, well, that's not a problem, surely. Oh,
no, it's not.
Before now, I did text Rebecca. You know that standard lamp you've got in your living room?
Yeah.
Where did you get it? Because I'd like one.
From a very, very posh shop in Notting Hill called Loaf.
Oh, can you get... Oh, right, OK, Loaf. So Tim said you'll buy it for me.
I doubt that very much.
Oh, well, that's that then.
Yeah.
OK, I'll pass it back to
Michael. Okay, no, that's the end. No, that's the end. We can say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Happy Christmas.
No, Dad, that's the end.
Is that the end?
Yes.
I'll cook one morning. Do you know what I'm doing?
What are
now?
You doing? What?
I'm trying to fill out my state pension form.
Well, Mum's...
I can't find a copy of my CV. And the CV is mostly lies anyway. Not serious lies. But when you finish a job and you don't start another one for 6 weeks, when the CV gets older and older, you tend to join them together.
Right.
So if you finish a job in January and you start another one in March, they tend to meet and your CV will say you finished a job in February and you started it in February.
Dad, when was the last time you had...
Have I bored you off the radio?
No, when was the last time you had a job?
2009. Oh, Three Bridges.
All right, go on. I've got to call an end to that.
What?
We've got to call an end. This is the end of this section. I'm trying to say goodbye.
All right, okay.
Good luck with the CV. Yeah,
anybody who's listening will have been really excited by my glum. Anyway, good luck.
Okay, cheers, Dad. Ta-da.
There we go.
There you have it, local news.
Yeah.
Did you do the jingle for the local news whilst I was away?
Oh, no, we didn't. Did you want to do that? Because I wouldn't be very good at it.
No, we didn't do that, no.
I thought you would have had
no,
a go.
No, totally. Well, it's been a bit of a... Sure, it's
we're
a bit
panicked.
Stress.
We're a bit flustered.
What are you? Yeah. How's it been?
No, it started a bit ropey, but it got
picked
better.
It up.
Did you talk about the news?
Yeah, we spoke about the tabloids.
And I did some Broad Street
we did
sheets.
Do Broad... You did? Broad Street, did you say?
Yeah.
Broad Sheet.
I meant Broad Sheet.
Okay.
What did we talk about? I can't
Theresa
remember.
May's jokes. Remember?
Oh yeah, there's just a list of jokes. It wasn't really broadsheet sort of stuff, really, was it?
Okay. I'm trying my hardest.
Because there's no Brexit, is there, this week? Because it's over Brexit, isn't it? It's all done till after Christmas.
Yes.
I heard.
Yeah, absolutely. They're having a little...
They packed
Did
down.
You read the paper when you're on the toilet, Sean? Are you up to date on everything?
Do you know what? I genuinely thought... I couldn't read the papers on the way.
No.
Because basically, I would have had to go to Tesco's.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can't risk it. I've got to get on the tube. Yeah, I'd rather be here on time and then just sort of go on the phone and find out the headlines.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, now I'm going to be running late because I've had to get off the tube and find a toilet.
Mm.
So I thought, well, I would have missed the broadsheet section anyway.
Yeah, but I did tabloids instead because that's what I'd prepared.
What, Cheggers?
Do you want to... Oh, no, I haven't mentioned Cheggers. Oh. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, nothing to talk about, really. Obviously, no. I assume people
did you ever
listening...
Meet him?
No.
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 No. A lot of comedians didn't like him. So they
because he used to nick their jokes on Twitter. I don't think that's a reason to speaking ill of the dead.
I don't either.
Just leave it.
Yeah.
Maybe mention it to your mates at the pub. Don't tweet about it.
Yeah, exactly. Because he used to do their jokes, and then when they questioned him about it, he just blocked them.
What a great way of handling that. Brilliant.
It's like sticking your fingers in your ears. So that happened. Just to give you a recap of what we were talking about earlier.
Okay.
There's a new little toy that you stick on your finger called a fingerling, and people are complaining because they've got to go into shops and say, can I have a fingerling?
Okay.
So that's what we spoke about earlier.
All right. Well, where are we in the show? I don't know where we are.
As we would normally be. So we just did local news.
Mark did his joke and I didn't get
joke.
It.
Oh, God, what was it?
The snow one.
Yeah, so it's a safety announcement. If you're going to make snowballs, make sure they're smaller than usual as the forecast is heavy snow.
Okay. Very good.
Thank
Have you done the Daily Mail headline?
No.
Have you read the Daily Mail headline?
No.
It's
Have
absolutely
you?
Shocking.
Is it? Oh, yeah, so you got the Daily Mail then?
I got the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
I did this before. Well, I didn't do this. I read the Daily Mail before I picked up the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
Before I left the house.
Yeah.
That's good of you that you've got a Daily Mail copy.
I'm glad you got it delivered to your house as well.
Well, yeah.
Daily Mail.
Headline. This is awful. This is Mudmen Tool. So, like Mudmen Tool.
Yeah.
This is the news that certain London leftist primary schools, their teachers are enforcing the children to build snowmen out of mud to display diversity. If white children from the age of 5 to 11 don't agree to build the snowmen out of mud, or worse still, don't look like they're enjoying it whilst they're doing it, they'll be shot.
Oh,
that's not very nice.
That's terrifying.
No, that's in the Daily Mail there today. Yeah. Mud men.
Yeah, mud men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine, do you reckon there'll ever be snow women or mud women?
I think there are snow women, aren't
there? Are
there? Yeah. Yeah, because...
do you have to just make... Well, go on.
No, it's too
what?
Rude.
What?
No, I was going to make a joke about it being nippy.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
That's, okay. That's quite daytimey, I reckon.
Is it? Is that right?
Nippy joke.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
My jingle for local news was going... We're sort of catching up now.
Oh, yeah. You just do the rest of what you missed.
My jingle was going to be... for local gossip, for new listeners, we have a jingle for local gossip. Cathy, have you heard what's happened down the road?
No.
Well, right, I'll tell you what Cheryl's been up to. Right, she made a fake complaint to Kellogg's. She told Kellogg's that she found a dog shit in her Frosties.
Really?
She told Kellogg's that she found a dog shit in her Frosties.
Why did she do that?
She took a well, this is why. She took a photo, right? She got her husband, Gary, to do a shit in the Frosties, and she took a photo of it on her iPhone.
Why didn't she say it was a human shit?
That is a good point, that is. I don't know.
That'd be worse, wouldn't it?
It probably would be worse, yeah, but she said...
Because that's been a decision made.
I know, yeah. I don't know why I'm trying to think of that, but I don't know why she said it was a dog shit. I don't know. Anyway, so she sent it to Kellogg's, right? And so Kellogg's have given them free Frosties for the year. They've got free Frosties for the year, so what they've been doing is they've been showing off, and they've been like blocking out all the windows with box of Frosties, so all the neighbours are getting jealous, right? And Katie goes on the other day and asks for a free box of Frosties.
Yeah.
Right? And she then won't give her
really?
Yeah.
So,
why? Because they're selfish and they're showing off. So do you know what they did? Do you know what Katie did?
No.
Smashed the window. It's local gossip that you've already heard. There you go. Yeah.
There we go. Cool.
Right.
So.
You're sort of taking lead of the show right
caught
now.
Up. How was your? Let's save it for the podcast now. How was
radio
your
show.
Voice thing? Your
save
voice.
It for the radio show.
Save it for the radio show. Podcast later.
Yeah.
On iTunes, give it a rating, 5 stars, please.
Oh, look at him, smooth.
Give Very it a 5 good. Star rating. Someone gave us a 1 star, Sean. I mean, today it might be a 1 star from the beginning.
I think at least a 3.
But mad, who does that? It's obviously someone hates us, isn't it?
What?
No one goes on to give a 1 star unless they hate you.
It's got to be a comic.
Do you reckon?
It's another comedian who's gone on.
Who doesn't like you?
It's probably hates me. No one that hates you.
I don't know. You don't know.
Do you reckon people don't like... There's nothing to dislike about you. It'd be very weird. You're one of those people, I think, that you could judge someone... You could judge someone liking you on... Hang on. Oh, my God. Wait, let me... This needs to make sense in my head. Basically, if what I mean is, if someone didn't like you, I think you would know that was a bad person.
Oh, that's nice.
Whereas if someone didn't like me, you'd think, well, you've probably just got on the wrong end of Sean.
But you always say that's because of your truth thing, isn't it? Because you always tell the truth.
Well, I just think I'm blunt. I don't play. I don't. Yeah. I'm not two-faced.
No.
So,
and you should. That should be a good quality.
I know, but it's not.
But no.
No.
I've seen it in action. even just someone serving someone or someone serving you and you just say what you're thinking, which is honest.
Yeah.
Like, and then it seems rude, but it's just being honest.
I know, I'm transparent. I can't hide.
I think that's a good quality.
Thank you.
I do.
That's why we get on.
Probably,
because
yeah.
Because you don't mind me telling you what
I'm
really
a shit
mean.
Driver.
Yeah, there you go. So what have you been up to?
Now, how was your thing? I want to know how your thing was. You did your voice thing.
Oh, so this is... Yeah, I mean, it's not that interesting. Basically,
I'm going
out to America in February mm-hmm. for the month.
Yeah.
And it's called pilot season, so you'll be doing auditions and all that. So
does that mean I'm going to be doing a radio show on my own again?
Oh, God, please no. Please, I really don't want to be back here.
Hi! We'll get someone else in the go with me.
So out of you two, who took charge?
I did the dongs.
I was hosting... But she pressed the buttons.
Okay, I want to speak about that in a second. But okay. Basically, all I did is I went and visited a professional accent coach.
Yes. Yeah,
so they were teaching me about how the American language.
Was it just you and?
Well, you know how nervous I get.
Yeah.
I couldn't sleep the night before.
No.
That's what happens to me. As soon as I've got anything.
Is
the
that
next
the cause
day,
for the poo situation this morning? Do you reckon?
No, I think that's actually eating too much over the weekend and not being very active.
And when you're nervous, that normally makes it come through.
Yeah, I've been taught the rules and of the American accent.
So has it worked, or do you have to keep going back?
Well, I've requested one more lesson, but I've got sort of I've got homework basically.
Yeah. Because you know I'm terrible at accents.
No, I didn't know that. Yeah, I do know this.
Yeah, because we did a bit in our double act me trying to do accents. But do you reckon I could go to someone?
Is that
and
a double
they'd be
act
able to
online? Did you put
some
it online?
Of it's online? Yeah, on YouTube.
You can check that out.
Check it out,
listeners.
Yeah,
me and Mark did a double act in Edinburgh.
Yeah, we might do it again this year, maybe.
Like one.
Yeah, like a one-off.
Yeah. God, let's do Irish.
Show up.
Irish. Little dig there. Irish.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, do you think I could go somewhere to learn how to do even better? Or do you reckon you've either got it or you haven't?
Oh, no, you can learn.
I'm not too bad at Irish.
Well, try
Irish.
Is it
offensive if you do it badly?
Well, not if it's from you.
Hello there. Is that offensive?
Yeah, it's rubbish.
What are you talking about? I don't know about that. Is it a good accent? That's more Northern. That's more Northern. That's more Southern. Like that. Is that the difference between the two?
I don't know there, Mark. I'm not entirely sure.
Sound like your dad.
I don't know. I don't think I do. Anyway, what about if you try, like, American now?
Hey there. How are you, mate?
This is awful.
Hey there. Hang on. I don't know. I don't know.
What are you doing?
I don't
Are you having
know.
A breakdown? You sound like a CD on skip.
That sounds American, doesn't it? A bit of a Southern drawl. I don't... Hey there.
You need to stop this.
What
are you doing?
I don't know.
Look, this is meant to be a new show.
Do your American one. Do your new and improved American
accent. No, because I'm not confident enough with it yet. And I don't want to... But I know things.
Yeah.
You know. Like Mary...
Right.
Mary and Mary are all the same in American. Oh. Mary.
Mary.
Mary, will you marry me? Mary, will you marry me?
Yeah.
On this merry day.
Ah.
You see?
Oh, wow. Where's Mary? So,
is it time for a song?
I think it might be, yeah.
Then can I go back?
Santa.
Oh. Wow.
I've been waiting on you. That's funny, kid, because I've been coming for you. Oh, Santa, I've been killing just for fun. Well, the party's over, kid, because I got a bullet in my gun.
A bullet in your what?
Children on the
just ain't no getting around this. Life is hard, but look at me, I turned out all right.
Hey Santa, why don't we talk about it, work it out?
Believe me, this ain't what I wanted. I love all you kids, you know that. Hell, I remember when you were just 10 years old, playing out there in the desert, just waiting for a sip of that sweet Mojave rain.
In the sweet Mojave rain, the boy was on his own.
Don't shoot me, Santa Claus, I've been a clean living boy, I promise you. Did every little thing you asked me to. Now I can't believe the things I'm going through.
There you go. That's The Killers with their Christmas song, Don't Shoot Me Santa.
I didn't know Killers had a Christmas song.
They've got a Christmas album, mate.
Have they?
Yeah, there you go.
Is that new?
What, the Christmas album?
Mm.
No.
Oh, right.
They've got a new album, though.
All Christmas songs?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
God, that surprises me.
I was told that apparently all sort of bands, their dream, their goal in life is to get the Christmas hit.
Because... Is it because they get the money?
Yeah. So E17 still rolling in it.
Do you reckon that's why? That's probably the reason why their career hasn't gone anywhere, because they don't need it, do they? They're probably just sitting back.
Yeah.
I mean, they had such potential to be huge stars, but
yeah.
I think that's... So maybe it's not a good thing.
No.
I think once they get that hit...
But you just rest on your laurels.
But the Killers didn't get a hit, did they?
The Killers didn't... Not a Christmas hit. I don't think so, no.
That must be annoying. The whole Christmas album and not one hit.
Yeah. There you go. What's your favourite Christmas song?
I said earlier, it's the Wham one that we played earlier.
Okay.
You know, last Christmas.
Okay, good. Well, look, now it's time for the weather with our special guest, comedian Julian Dean. Let's say hello to Julian. Hello, mate.
Hi, mate. How you doing?
Not bad. For people that may not know who you are, I just want to say now that you, Julian Dean is one of my favourite...
You mean everybody.
Wow, don't put yourself down.
I know you, Julian.
We do. And people that have watched Russell Howard's recent stand-up at... What's his show called?
Right. Russell Howard's Hour.
Hour.
They'll recognise you. You are one of my favourite comedians.
Oh, thank you.
I love your work. So, you're currently on tour with Paul Chowdhury,
yeah, that's right.
You're now an arena comic.
I know, man. I'm a bit too big at the moment for normal clubs, so just arenas now.
Really appreciate you coming on the show, though, mate.
Yeah.
No, you're welcome, man. You're welcome. It's what the people want, you know what I mean?
How is that playing arenas? Like,
by the way, we should clarify that this is supporting Paul Chowdhury playing arenas.
Well, no. I mean, depends how you look at it, man. I mean, that's one way of looking at it. I mean, I look at it differently.
The wrong way.
Yeah, the incorrect way. Chowdhury's not listening, is he?
So, what's it like?
Sack me from Braintree on Friday.
What's it like? I've played, you know, I've done.
You've done the O2 and stuff, haven't you?
I've done the O2. I'm sort of in a similar situation to you because I've also played arenas where people weren't there to see me. So, what's it like when you walk out and there's, I don't know, what, 10,000, 8,000 people that sort of don't want to see you? And you're literally, you're in the way. You're like an advert.
It was good actually. It was fine. I mean, I was kind of prepared for the worst, and but yeah, lucky I'm really good. So it went okay. It went okay, really.
Are there lots of people sort of wandering in when you're on? Because imagine
those... not so much in Wembley. Weirdly, I think because they told to get there at like 6, and I'm on at 8, so it was right. Okay. I mean, Hammersmith Apollo the week before was like 1,000 people coming in as I'm on. So it was like doing a gig at a carnival, it was just, it was more tricky, really. That's why I was kind of dreading Wembley, but it was, everything kind of runs on time, so it was good, yeah, it was fine.
This is a bit more of a sort of serious question, this is for, like, sort of comedy nerds, we're doing a comedy podcast now, but, since you've, started playing, these big theatres and arenas, has this taught you anything? Have you learned anything now? Are you a better comic?
The main thing it's taught me is that I am an arena comic. And I'm settling for nothing less. It's either arenas or a room above a pub. Nothing in between. Taking everything else out of my diary.
One day, Julian, let me tell you now.
Other gigs out of my diary.
One day, you too can have your own art centre tour. Don't worry.
Exactly. One day you too will play at Wembley. That was a pun on you too.
Yeah. You're better than that. So look,
I thought I'd be held back, to be honest.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what's keeping me in rooms above pubs.
This is tense. We've got 2 one-liner comics on. Like,
I'll never let a shit joke stop at me. I just say it. Well, you've seen my set.
So we were talking about sort of accidental, what would you say, like emergency toilet incidents.
Yeah, do you know what's been happening, Julian? I don't know. Did you know that Sean wasn't here at the beginning?
I've missed half the show.
I heard the killer song, and that was it, about killing, being a murderer, and he's got an album. They've got an album about Christmas.
All right, okay. Let's not do highlights of
all of Santa's. Each song is a crime that Santa's done. But carry on.
So basically, I've turned up half an hour late because I took a laxative before bed last night. And
bed.
Yeah, before bed. You're sort of meant to wake up and have a nice relaxing.
If you want to shit the bed, that's what you're meant to do. Yeah.
But what happened is it didn't sort of unplug me, if you will, and so what happened is on the way here, I had to get off at King's Cross and find a toilet.
Shit the bed. Find a hotel.
I did. I went to St Pancras Hotel.
Hotel toilets are the best toilets to find in those situations.
Exactly.
They're just so perfect.
Exactly. That's what I did. So do you have any sort of incidences where you've needed a toilet in an emergency and perhaps it's held you up? Basically, shat yourself?
I have actually, yeah. But my, only as a child. But a friend of mine had the same situation. He was absolutely... this is a true story.
Yeah.
And he ran in a Chinese restaurant. He ran in the toilet. He was actually about to explode. Like, there was no going back.
Yeah.
And but the cubicles were full up. It was only the urinal.
Oh, no.
I swear to God. I hope he's listening. And he ran and he did it in the urinal.
Oh, no. This is a bit of a messy show.
He left the toilet, this Chinese restaurant. Obviously, all looking at him because you're not supposed to just go in and use their toilets anyway, obviously. And they chased him down the road when they saw what he did. like he did it on purpose. Like he's gone in and just sort of suicide bombed their toilet.
This is what I think of your aromatic duck.
There you go. Here's my review, motherfuckers. He just did 1 star on the back of the...
Julian, we're running out of time, mate. We're going to need. Where are you, first of all? Where are you?
I'm in South East London outside the David Lloyd gym with the worst car in the car park. So
embarrassing. Okay. So wait, give us the weather after this.
Okay.
The weather.
Go.
Now, yeah, oh, after yeah, that. Yeah. The weather is a northeasterly. After when they say weather, it's very crispy out, actually. It's very fresh and nice. I
okay.
I took my dog for a walk just now. It's frosty.
Frosty.
Be careful on the roads.
Okay.
It's a northeasterly breeze with quite a warm front.
Julian, you had us at fresh and crispy. We've got to go, mate. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure talking to you. Yeah, sorry, right. Goodbye.
I've got this more, man.
Sorry, bye, I'm hanging up. There you go, fresh and crispy in South East London, according to Julian Dean. That's been the end. Sorry, the show has been
different.
A bit... Well, sorry, it's been different. I've, of course, been Sean Walsh, joined, as always, by Mark Simmons.
And Lissy.
You're the very producer. Welcome.
Not Lizzie, Lissy. She is the brains behind the operation. Probably doesn't want that.
No.
Not after this show. I don't want that to my name.
No. So there you go. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. And we'll...
Subscribe to us
and we'll speak to you next year. Now it's for the Julian Dongs.
Julian Dongs! What is going on?
Julian Dean's choice of song. It's Here Comes the Rain Again by the Euphemix. Goodbye.